welcome to Montevideo Senior High School for tonight's Section 3A Girls North Basketball Championship between the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays and the Mineota Vikings. The winner of this game will play for the section championship on Friday night to end Marshall. And with me once again is Mitchell Silty. And Mitchell, pretty exciting time for high school basketball fans.
Yep, it's now March, and when March hits, that means playoff basketball has arrived.
That's right, and both these teams played on Saturday. Mineota beat Lakeview 71-47, and Central Minnesota Christian defeated McRae 58-43. And I know you got more information on that. So, Mitchell, I'm going to turn it over to you and give us a preview of both these teams here tonight.
Okay, Mineota comes in with a 26-3 record. They are the one seed in the Section 3A North. Their three losses this year are to Bold, Hancock, and Sisseton, South Dakota. They come in with an 18-0 section record and a 17-0 conference record. They are the Camden Conference champions. They have a 4-1 neutral record and a 12-1 away record, so 16-2 away from home this season. So they travel well. And they are currently on a 12-game win streak. They're coming off, as you said, a 71-47 win versus Lakeview in the Section 3A semifinal. They defeated YME 69-39 in the Section 3A quarterfinal. They average 65 points per game on offense. They only give up 43 points per game on defense. And they have a plus 22 points per game differential. That's good enough for the second offense, the fourth defense, and the third points per game differential in the entire section. They are 6-0 versus Central Minnesota Christian the last five seasons. They're 1-0 this year. They won 48-43 at Central Minnesota Christian earlier this season. And Mineota currently has won 26 straight section tournament playoff games.
26 straight, wow.
Yep, they're 2-0 this season, and they've had six straight seasons going 4-0 in the section tournament. So they got a streak to protect here tonight versus Central.
Yep.
Their last loss was to TMB 62-55 during the 2016-2017 section tournament.
Wow, okay.
So Mineota's very experienced in these type of games.
How about the Blue Jays?
Central Minnesota Christian comes in at 18-8. Overall, they are the two seed in Section 3A North. They have a 14-2 section record and a 13-3 conference record. They are 3-0 on neutral court, and they are 8-5 as in the away team, so 11-5 overall away from home. But a 3-0 neutral record gives them a decent chance here tonight. They finished the regular season losing four of their last five games after starting the season 15-4. They're coming off a 58-43 win versus McRae in the Section 3A North semifinal. And they defeated Wabasso 54-31 in the Section 3A quarterfinal. They average 64 points per game on offense. They give up 43 points per game on defense. And they have a plus 21 points per game differential. That's good enough for the number three offense, the number three defense, and the number four points per game differential in the section. And Central Minnesota Christian is 3-5 in section play over the last five seasons. This is their first time during that span that they've won two games in a section tournament over the last couple of seasons.
You dug way back there then, Mitchell.
Yep, dug way back. So that's your stats for the two teams here tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. Mitchell does his homework, let me tell you, and he does a great job at that. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for tonight. For the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, with a record of 18-8, their starters, number one, 5'4" junior guard, Sophia Kuhl. Number four, a 5'7" freshman guard, Deanna Dunning. Number five, a 5'8" sophomore forward, Emmy Graham. Number 22, 5'10" sophomore forward, Carrie Mulder. Number 23, 5'11" senior forward, Lauren Tachis. So the Blue Jays, they start a freshman one freshman, two sophomores, a junior, and a senior. They are coached by Brian Nelson, assisted by Janie Dunning and Logan Erickson. For the Mineota Vikings tonight, record of 26 wins and 3 losses. Their starters tonight, the usual starting five, number 2, 5'8", senior guard, Grace Kennan. Number 4, a 5'8", senior forward, Faith Meary. Number 10, a 5'11", senior forward, Kennedy Arndt. Number 14, 5'6", senior guard, Dakota Hennen. And number 21, 5'4", junior guard, Kirsten Hulzebuzz. The Vikings are coached by Al Panka, assisted by Bryce Jefferson and Morgan Hennen and Abby Hennen. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight for the Section 3A North Girls Basketball Championship here in Montevideo. It's an 8:05 start, and a lot of people have been asking about that. Mitchell, why 8:05?
Yeah, it's a really late start, it seems like, for a basketball game during the week.
And the reason for that is because it's election night, and some legalities there. You can't do it. The polls closed at 8 o'clock tonight, 3 minutes from now. The polls will close across the state of Minnesota in the primary. And so that's why we're starting at 8:05, the official time. So there you have that. I had a lot of questions about that. Why are we starting at 8:05? Well, it's because of election night. Well, there is another, the South Championship. Southwest Minnesota Christian, they're taking on Edgerton tonight in Pipestone. That's an 8:05 start as well. Southwest Minnesota Christian, 26-2 on the season. Edgerton, the third seed, they have 18-9 record. And once again, that's being played at Pipestone High School tonight in the South half. So the winners tonight of these two games will play for the section championship on Friday night at SMSU in Marshall at 5 o'clock. Friday night, 5 o'clock, section girls championship 3A for the right to go to the state basketball tournament next week already, Mitchell. Next week, state girls basketball.
Yep, it's coming up quick.
All right, that wraps up your Subway pregame show here in Montevideo. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the opening tip-off between the Vikings and the Blue Jays right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are half smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Section Sports on Q92 brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Kenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bag, Purus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Mineota Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tylik, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Prinsbeck, Swearable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, the Sprand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Drew Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lackbarl Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixin Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Gray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Everybody to Montevideo Senior High School, Section 3A North Basketball Championship. The Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays taking on the Minneota Vikings. And Mitchell Silfie joins me. Mitchell's an intern at KOQP Radio for another month or so, huh?
Yep, another month or so.
All right, goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does go fast.
So, the Vikings, Minneota Vikings, trying to get back to the state tournament. They got a tall pass tonight on a very good Blue Jays team.
Yep, Central Minnesota Christian plays great defense. They were able to hold McCray to 43 points in their last game, so it'll be important for Minneota to find holes in that defense to take advantage of them.
Yeah, last Saturday, Briel Jansen, the standout for McCray, they held Briel to 12 points. That's unheard of. So they got a very, very good aggressive defense, and we'll see how Minneota reacts to that. So should be a good game here. The Vikings, as Mitchell mentioned, beat the Central Minnesota Christian just by 5 points on February 9th in Prinsburg, 48-43. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Coach Alpaca has his team gathered around him right below us here. I love calling a game here in Montevideo. It's kind of fun.
Angle for the court. We have no obstructed view. It's a real nice spot to call a game from.
All right. The Minneota Vikings are in their home blue uniforms. Blue Jays in their white uniforms. And Kennedy Arndt will be jumping center against number 23, Lauren Cages, the senior. So here we go. Nice, lot of fans here tonight in Montevideo. And the band, my Minneota band, doing a nice job in pregame. Here we go. The opening tip-off belongs with the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are coming right at us if you're familiar with the Montevideo gym. We're broadcasting on one end of the gym. Blue Jays right underneath of us here. They're on offense. Here's a three-point shot to start the game. And that was put up there by Groen. Groen, no good. Rebounded there by Grace Hennin.
Minneota was out in a woman-to-woman defense there to start the game.
Grace goes right to the basket and was tangled up there by number 5, Emmy Bram. Minneota will get the ball underneath throw basket. Just underway here in Montevideo tonight. We usually play these games at the RE facility in Marshall, but it's a change this year, so we're here in Montevideo for the first two rounds. Oh, nice pass underneath, and a shot put up, and it goes in by Huzzabuzz. What an assist there by Faith Mary.
That was a great backdoor cut there by Huzzabuzz to get to the paint, and that was a nice pass by Faith to find her open teammate.
Huzzabuzz with their first points of the game. It's 2-0. Blue Jays with the basketball. Morgan Groen. Down low to number 5, Bram. He shoots, scores.
That was a nice job by Central Minnesota Christian getting it into the paint. They have a little bit of a height advantage versus Minneota, and they were able to take advantage of it there.
Huzzabuzz And here's Faith Mary for three, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. Dunning, Sienna Dunning, just a ninth grader with the basketball. Here's a three-point shot, put up, no good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays, and she puts it up and in! Oh, my goodness, what a play by Emmy Graham.
That was a nice job by Emmy to get on the offensive glass there and get the rebound and then finish through the contact.
And she was fouled by Mary. And so the Blue Jays lead 4-2. Graham at the free throw line, and it's good. She's got all 5 points for the Blue Jays. Is it 5-2? The scoreboard still says 4-2.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, now they change it. Vikings with the basketball. They're down by three. Mary in the paint puts up a jump shot. That's no good. And it's rebounded by Sienna Dunning. Dunning, go ahead.
Central playing great defense to start here.
And now, they're going to call a foul on Faith Mary. Faith got busted in the nose.
And it looks like she's got to come out of the game here. She's bleeding.
And she got hit hard in the face. And she's actually plugging her nose. She's got a bloody nose. Donnie Hermanson's here. Helping her out. All right, Blue Jays inbound it. And here's a three-pointer by Dunning. No good. Rebound by Graham. Graham. Over to number 23, Tatius. Top of the key, three by Gronin. No good. Rebounded underneath. And her shot is no good. And the Vikings finally get the board.
That was a great job by Central Minnesota Christian attacking the offensive glass there. They got two offensive rebounds, just couldn't get the shot to fall.
Oh, it's a three-pointer from NBA range. Grace Hennon hits a three. And we're tied 5-5. That three-point shot is fake.
Yep, called the great equalizer in the game of basketball.
Driving to the basket is the Blue Jays number 14, Morgan Groen, and goes out of bounds. Mineota will get the ball.
Central Minnesota Christian being very aggressive here early, trying to get the ball into the paint.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Montevideo tonight. This is the North Championship of Section 3A, and we're all tied up 5-5. Grace drives to the basket, lays it off the glass, and scores.
That was a great drive there by Grace. She was able to take advantage of a mismatch on her, and she was able to get to the paint and score.
Sienna Dunning, she's going to handle the basketball a lot tonight for the Blue Jays. And here's Groen for a three. That's off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Bottleberg. Bottleberg in for Mary, who's went to the locker room with a bloody nose. How's the buzz with the basketball? Bounces it in. Arndt kicks it out to Hennon. Now on the baseline, back to Grace. Grace for three. Off the rim, goes way up in the air. Rebounded there by Morgan Groen. Dunning, look at her go to the basket. Kisses it off the glass and scores. Sienna Dunning scoring.
That was a great drive there by Dunning. Put her head down and was able to finish through contact in the paint.
Just a ninth grader. We are tied 7-7, folks. 7-7. Vikings with the ball. And they tried to force it underneath the Kennedy Arndt, and it was last touched by a Blue Jay. Sophia Vogel comes into the game, and also number 21, Peyton Mulder. Vogel's a 11th grader. Mulder's a sophomore. Vikings inbound it to Huzzabuzz at the top of the key.
Central out here playing woman-to-woman defense also.
Grace Hennon wide open for a three, and that's no good. Ricochets into the corner, rebounded there by Carrie Mulder. 7-7 the score. North Championship on the line here in Montevideo. Kennedy Arndt got a piece of it, went out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Peyton Mulder by the Blue Jays. Turnover there. So the Vikings get the ball.
That looked like that ball might have been tipped by Mineota. I think if Central would have let it go out of bounds, I think they would have kept the ball in that possession.
All right, Mineota with the possession, still tied 7-7. Grace almost falls down, gets her balance over to Dakota Hennon. Shot up, and no good, rolls off. Look at Grace Hennon fight for the rebound. Her shot's up and no good, and Grace Hennon is fouled.
That was a great job by Grace getting on the offensive glass there and is able to get the rebound and foul.
So number two, senior Grace Hennon, will go to the free throw line. Grace has 5 points. She hit a three-pointer earlier. She's at the line. with a tie ball game. Not anymore. She makes her first free throw, and that puts the Minnesota Vikings on top 8-7.
Free throws will be a crucial part to whoever wins this game here tonight.
Second free throw coming from the senior, Grace Hennen, on its way, and that's off the mark, rebounded by the Blue Jays. Here's Dunning, quickly up the floor. Sienna Dunning, a freshman. Over to number one, Vogel. Vogel, number two, Roysland. Some new players in here for the Blue Jays. Man, they pass the ball fast, don't they, Mitchell?
Yep, and they make good, clean passes, too.
Oh, and here's a shot by Carrie Mulder, and she was... They're going to whistle Grace Hennen with a foul. 8-7 Minnesota.
Central doing a great job of being really aggressive on the offensive side, getting fouls on Minnesota's top players.
Here's the free throw by number 22, and that's her first point. And folks, we're tied 8-8. But Mulder can break that tie with her second free throw, and it rolls around and rolls around. It goes in.
It's always a good sign when you can get friendly rolls like that in a different gym.
Blue Jays have a one-point lead. The Vikings with the ball. Kennedy Arndt down low, uses her left hand, missed the shot. Vikings keep possession. Pulls the buzz for three. No good. Grace Hennen grabs the rebound, pulls it back out, kicks it in the corner. And here's a three-pointer by Dakota Hennen. That's rebounded there by Vogel. Blue Jays push it up the floor quick. Now they're going to set up with Vogel at the top of the key. 9-8, Blue Jays leading the Minnesota Vikings, the defending section champions. Dunning off the glass, no good, and Arndt with the rebound. A lot of pushing and shoving there, no whistle.
Yeah, that was a great defensive possession there by Minnesota. Central is really moving the ball really quick, and Minnesota is able to keep up with them.
Kennedy Arndt, Huzzabas, top of the key. Kirsten almost lost the ball, gets it back, gives it to Grace. Grace in the paint, down low to Kennedy, and the Arndt scores!
The great ball movement there by Minnesota. Was able to get the ball into the paint and then score.
10-9, Minnesota with 12-12 to play here in the first half. Sienna Dunning, jump shot off the back iron, rebounded there by Dakota. Grace with the basketball. How's the buzz?
Minnesota a little stuck here on the offensive side, and they get it to Grace.
Underneath the Arndt, in the paint. Arndt turns, shoots, no good. Another rebound by Grace. Kicks it over to Arndt. Arndt with a baseline jumper.
Grace has done a great job on the offensive glass here this evening. I think she has about three offensive rebounds right now.
Grace Hennen is hustling, let me tell you. It's 12-9 Minnesota. Blue Jays forcing underneath. The number 21, this is Paige Mulder, kicks it back out to Vogel. Vogel goes in the paint, pushes up a shot, gets her own rebound, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Carrie Mulder. No good. Rebounded out by the free throw line by Bottleberg.
That was great defense by Minnesota there on that possession.
Oh, a reach-in foul by the Blue Jays. Grace Hennen is driving to the basket, and Sophia Vogel with the foul.
Minnesota has been very aggressive here to start.
12-9 Minnesota. We have 11 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. Huzzabuzz and Dakota Hennen come out of the game. Looks like Faith Mary's back in, got her bloody nose stopped. Like a wrestler, got to stick that cotton up into your nostrils.
Yep, and that's good news for Minnesota, getting her back into the game.
All right, Minnesota inbounds underneath their basket. Arndt, here's Mary. Grace Hennen in the corner. Vikings lead 12-9.
Central Minnesota Christian looks like they're playing a 2-3 zone right now.
Oh, yeah, they switched to a zone here. Oh, nice pass into Mary. Mary shoots and scores, and Faith Mary is fouled.
That was a great job by Faith sealing off the inside zone defender and is able to finish through the contact.
14-9 Minnesota. We were tied 7-7. We were tied 9-9. Blue Jays haven't scored in a while. Mary will try to make it a three-point play from the free throw line. Missed it. It rattled in and out. So here come the Blue Jays. This is an important possession here. They haven't scored in a while.
Yep, they need to be able to score on this possession to try and keep pace with Minnesota here.
Sienna Dunning, she acts like she's a senior the way she handles the ball. She's only a ninth grader. Here's Vogel for three. Oh, that missed off the back iron. And I think Kennedy Arndt touched it last. She did.
Yep, they'll stay down here.
Morgan Hennon, one of the assistant coaches, jumps up off the bench. Morgan likes to get into the game.
Yep.
You need to box out. He's reading her lips. Blue Jays inbound it. They're down 14-9. Vogel being guarded by Grace Hennon. Grace, now inside they go. It's number 14. This is Groen. Her shot off the glass. That won't go. Kennedy Arndt with the board.
Mignola's played great defense here the last couple of minutes of this first half.
Here's a three-pointer by Mignola. No good. Out of bounds.
Off of Central Minnesota Christian. It'll stay with Mignola.
That was Bottleberg launching the three. Mignola will get the ball underneath their own basket, leading 14-9. Vogel comes out. Looks like number five, Graham, back in. Here's a three-pointer by Grace Hennon. Hits off the rim. Rebounded underneath. No good. Rebounded by Graham. Here come the Blue Jays. Dunning quickly up the floor. Look how fast she is. Goes to the basket. And we have a foul. No. Grace Hennon took a charge. Foul on Dunning.
Grace Hennon's had a great first half here in terms of hustle plays. She's got a lot of opportunities for her team here.
Dunning crashed into Grace Hennon. She held her ground. And an offensive charge on Dunning. Miri in the paint. Shot. Rattled in and out. No good. Blue Jays with the board. Here come the Blue Jays. They're down 14-9. Dunning with the basketball at the top of the key. Stops her dribble. Now to Mulder. Inside. Good defense by Kennedy. Even the shot up. But Graham gets the rebound and puts it up and in.
Yep. Many of them looked like they did a good job boxing out there, but the ball fell right into Brame's hand. She was able to go up and get the bucket for Central Minnesota Christian.
And the timeout on the floor with 9:33 to play. It's Mignola 14, Blue Jays 11. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more Section 3A girls basketball.
Are you looking for a great way to improve the air quality in your home? Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison has an idea for you. Have their team install a new or replacement Rood furnace or air conditioning system, and you'll get a free UV light disinfection system. Ultraviolet light disinfection will destroy many of the harmful organisms found in every home. Get all the details today by calling 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Talk with the gang at Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison. Ask about the free UV light disinfection offer with the purchase of a new or replacement Rood furnace or AC system. 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day. Angels, songs, and
all
this.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. The Vikings lead 14-11, but Sienna Dunning just hit a three-pointer to tie it up.
And prior to that three-pointer, Central Minnesota Christian was able to get two offensive rebounds on that offensive possession.
Sienna Dunning with 5 points. That was a big three-pointer, Mitchell.
Yep, it tied it up.
So the Vikings have the basketball. 8:23 to play in the first half. Here's a jump shot by Bottleberg, no good. Ball goes in the corner out of bounds to remain a Viking ball.
It was a great job of ball movement there by Mignola.
Nice crowd on hand here. Blue Jays fans to my left, the Viking fans to our right. Bottleberg and Huzzabuzz comes out of the game. No, here's a Vikings inbound. A three-pointer by Faith Mary.
That was a great answer there by Mignola and Faith hitting the three.
All right, let's see if the Blue Jays can answer back here. This is a great first half of basketball.
It's been very highly competitive, and both teams playing great on both sides of the ball.
Oh, look at Grace Hennon, and driving to the basket for the Blue Jays was Aches. Her shot's no good. Grace Hennon was all over her, wasn't she?
Yeah, Mignola's played great defense here in the first half.
Zone defense here still for the Blue Jays.
Yep, still a 2-3.
17-14, Mineota with a three-point lead. Grace Hennon at the top of the key. Right wing to Mary. Bounces it over to number 14, and Dunnick almost stole it.
Great hands there by Dunnick. 5 seconds on the shot clock.
Here's Mary, launches one, and short. Hennon with the rebound, a shot clock violation.
It was a great defense there by Central Minnesota Christian, not letting Mineota even get a shot off on the shot clock.
And a Blue Jay fan sitting here to my left, happy about that. Coach Alan Panka not happy, talking with the referee right below us here about something. Well, the Vikings are leading by three now, but the Blue Jays have the ball. 7 minutes to play in the first half. They go inside. Shot off the glass, and that's good by number 23, Lauren Tatius, her first basket.
That was a great job by Lauren. She had the ball in the paint, and she had a size mismatch with the Mineota defender, and she was able to go right over the top for the bucket.
A close game for this championship game. Mary, a short jumper in the paint by number 4, Faith Mary.
This is a great job by Mineota. In a 2-3 zone, you want to get the ball to the free throw line. They got it into Faith, and she was able to make the easy jump shot.
19-16. Oh, nice play. Look at that play. Frame scores.
That was a great backdoor cut there by Central Minnesota Christian. It's going to force Mineota to take a timeout.
Oh, man, what a nice play by the Blue Jays. We got another timeout on the floor by Coach Alan Pake of the Vikings. It's a one-point lead for Mineota. 19-18, 6:24 to go in the first half. We'll be back after this.
Canby Farmers Grain Company with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo, everybody. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. We had time to catch our breath there with Mineota leading 19-18.
Yeah, both teams played very fast and competitive first half here thus far, and the edge is going to Mineota right now.
In the South half, the South Championship being played in Pipestone tonight. Southwest Minnesota Christian leading Edgerton 25-14 with 8 minutes left in the first half in Pipestone. Winners of both of these games will play for the section championship Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock at the RA facility in Marshall. Timeout's over by Coach Alan Panka and the Vikings. They have a one-point lead, and the Vikings will get the ball as they bring it full length of the court here. Grace Hennon dribbling it across midcourt. Still his own defense here for the Blue Jays. Hennon, right, ring the Husabuzz in front of the Mineota fans. Husabuzz throws it to Dakota. Back to Kirsten, inside the arc. Dakota Hennon, baseline drive. Chase fouled, and Dakota goes to the line.
That was a great job by Mineota getting the zone to move. They passed it to the far right wing, and then the zone defender on the left had to go to the center line to help the weak side defense, and then that left the Mineota player wide open for the cut.
Free throw by Dakota, hits the rim, no good. Score remains 19-18, Mineota. 1 point lead over the Blue Jays. The winner plays for the section championship on Friday. Second free throw is good by Dakota. That's her first points of the game. 2 point lead for the Vikings. Here come the Blue Jays. Dunning. Oh, travel call. Dunning passed the ball to Vogel.
That was a great job by Mineota. It looks like they might have switched to about a 1-3-1 or a 2-3 zone for Mineota there, and it really given Central Minnesota Christian some issues here.
5:50 to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Kennedy Art in the paint. Shot partially blocked. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. Here's Dunning. Blue Jays down by two. Three-pointer will take the lead. Here's Vogel right in front of Coach Alan Panka. Vogel, the frame, the Vogel. Passes it inside in the paint. Left-handed shot there by 23. Patriots missed the shot.
That was a great job by defense there by Mineota.
Here's Grace to Dakota Hennon to Grace Hennon. inside the arc. Turnaround shot blocked there again by Tatum.
Great defense there by Central Minnesota Christian getting the block.
Blue Jays have the possession. They're down by 2 points. 5 minutes to go. Oh, and Tatum just lost the handle of the ball and went out of bounds.
Really great defensive possessions by both teams here late in the first half.
Mineota 20, Central Minnesota Christian 18. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Montevideo tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Grace Hannon, to Dakota Hannon. Grace, to Huzzabuzz on the left wing. Inside the face, bounces it down low to Dakota. She missed an easy shot. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. Here's Dunning quickly up the floor for the Blue Jays. They're down by 2 points.
Let's see if Central Minnesota Christian can be able to get an offensive bucket here.
Frame. Here's a three-point shot in the lead. No, it won't go. That was by Mulder. Blue Jays get the rebound. They keep the ball.
That was a great job by Central Minnesota Christian to hustle on the offensive glass there and get the rebound.
Groan called for traveling. Turnover by the Blue Jays.
Mineota lucky to escape that offensive, that defensive possession without giving up a bucket.
Vikings have had a lot of scoring in the last couple minutes, have we?
Nope, it's been a really tough defensive game by both teams here early.
2018, 2 point lead for Mineota. Grace Hennon with the ball to Huzzabuzz. All the way over to Dakota. Grace to Huzzabuzz wide open. Oh, she doesn't take the shot. Pulls it back down.
Shot clock down to 10.
Huzzabuzz for three. Good! That was a three, right?
Yep, that was a three-pointer. That was a great job by Mineota moving the ball around, getting the zone to really scramble. They're able to find a wide-open three.
Here's a three-pointer by Morgan. Groan, no good. And they're fighting for the rebound. We got a foul on the Blue Jays, I think.
Yep, on Bram. I believe she went over the back on the offensive rebound.
3 minutes, 34 seconds to play in the first half. And the Vikings lead 23-18.
It'll be important for Central Minnesota Christian to keep it close here and not let it slip away from them here in the first at the end of the first half.
How's the buzz? Hannon to Art inside, back to Grace, all the way to Dakota Hannon. How's the buzz? Top of the key, inside to Art at the free throw line. 23-18. Look at Grace Hannon go to the basket. Switches and uses her left hand and scores.
That was a great drive there by Grace Hannon to get into the paint and get the easy bucket for Mineota.
8 points for Grace Hannon. 3 minutes exactly to play in the first half. 25-18. Blue Jays underneath. That's Mulder's shot. Won't go.
That was great defense and rebound by Kennedy Arndt there for Mineota.
Oh, the ball's taken away. Tipped by Dunnick. And now the Blue Jays come down the floor, and the Vikings steal it away. What a nice job by Dakota.
That was a great job by Dakota to sneak up from behind on the Central Minnesota Christian player and poke the ball loose.
Inside to Faith Murray. Oh, she had the ball stripped from her. The ball's loose on the ground. Dunnick picks it up. Here's Sienna Dunnick with the ball. Try to bounce it inside. Grace Hennon grabs the ball.
That was a great job by Mineota to get back on defense there and prevent Central Minnesota Christian from taking advantage of fast breaks.
I am impressed with this ninth grader for the Blue Jays, Sienna Dunning.
Yep, she's played a great first half here tonight.
Wow. Vikings are going to bring the ball up the floor slowly. 2:20 to play in the first half. The Vikings lead now 25-18. The Blue Jays have not. They had 18 points and it was 6:24 left. So they haven't scored in a long time. Kennedy Arndt down low, missed the shot, rebounded there by Mulder.
See if Central can put an offensive possession together here and cut into this lead a little bit.
They are in a big scoring drought right now. Vogel right below us here. Vogel drives to the basket, and she got traveled, I think. Yep, travel called on Vogel.
That was great defense once again there by Grace Hennon to force the travel.
Grace Hennon. Her motor is 100 miles an hour all the time.
Yep, she's been the focal point of Mineota's offense and defense here tonight.
Faith Murray, right below us here. You can see the cotton stuck in Faith's nostrils there from her bloody nose.
Looks like they had a substitution there. for Central Minnesota Christian.
25-18, a minute 44 to go. Vikings with the basketball as they bring it up across midcourt. Grace Hennon with the basketball, lobs it underneath, and the ball's taken away by the Blue Jays. That was Brehm with the steal. She has the ball. Vogel.
There's great defense there by Huzzabuzz to prevent Central Minnesota Christian to getting a fast break opportunity.
Dunning, top of the key. Blue Jays have not scored in all over 6 minutes right now. Vogel. Oh, she's got an opening, goes up, and they finally score.
And it was a needed bucket there by Central Minnesota Christian to cut it to 5 with a minute to go here in the first half.
Huzzabuzz down low to Arndt. Kicks it out to top of the key to Dakota Hennon. 25-20 the score.
Mendiota really working the ball around, trying to get the best shot. Great defense by Central.
Down low, Huzzabuzz. They're going to call a foul on the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays fans not liking that call.
No, it looks like Huzzabuzz was losing her footing, and she was about to fall down, but the ref called it a push.
Gary Mulder comes back into the game for the Blue Jays, and at the free throw line for Mendiota will be Kirsten Huzzabuzz, a junior.
Mendiota now in the bonus, with Central Minnesota Christian having 7 fouls.
5-point lead for the Vikings. Here's the free throw by Huzzabuzz, and it's good.
That'll push Mendiota's lead to 6, 26-20.
Bottleberg comes in for Faith Meary. Huzzabuzz with her second free throw. Try to extend it to a 7-point lead with 45 seconds to go. And she makes her free throw.
And with 45 seconds on the clock, we'll see if Central decides to go for a 2-for-1 or if they just want to hold it and play defense.
27-20, Mendiota. Blue Jays with possession. Dunning for 3. That's hard off the glass. No good. And it's rebounded by the Blue Jays. They pull it back out. Dunning was going to drive. Short jumper. Oh, she pushed off. A call on Dunning. She used her left arm. She used her left arm and pushed off.
And that looks like that's Sierra's third foul in here in the first half.
She comes out of the game. Big foul there called on Dunnick, and she sits down on the bench hard, not happy.
Mendiota will hold for the final possession with only 20 seconds left on the shot, on the play clock.
Mendiota, Huzzabuzz short jumper, fades it in!
With 10 seconds, Central Minnesota Christian trying to get a quick puck up before half.
29-20. Blue Jays with the ball. 3 seconds. Frame shoots. No good. We're at halftime. 29-20. Mendiota with a 9-point lead. Your thoughts on the half before we take a break?
That was a great defensive first half there for Mendiota. Held Central Minnesota Christian to only 20 points. And conversely, you could say the same thing with Central Minnesota Christian. They only gave up 29, or only allowed 29 points to Mendiota in the first half. So we'll see if the defensive intensity can keep up here in the second half.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. And the score, once again, it's a 9-point lead for the Mendiota Vikings in this Section 3A North Championship. We'll be right back.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
So you may have heard that Napa's got the good stuff. Well, if you're wondering exactly what that is, I'm here to tell you. The good stuff is everywhere in Napa. It's availability on over 300,000 parts with unsurpassed quality that you won't find with our competitors. It's everyday low prices on everything you need. And the good stuff is that professional, knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today, located in the Dawson Co-op Credit Union building. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider. Gisselson Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth-generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors to women's clothing, and of course, many hardware items. There is a women's boutique nestled in the front corner of the hardware store. Dave and Barb call it the Arched Door. Men can shop for tools while women shop for gifts and decor and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
We have Monica with us from Dawson. And Monica, what's happening over at the store?
Well, Maynard, I'm glad you asked. Whether you're going on a vacation or a staycation, Monica's Vacation Room is the place for you to come and see. It is full with white pants, shorts, skorts, sandals, swimsuit cover-ups. You name it, I got it. And if you're staying at home, I got this wonderful scuba knit apparel that are comfy to wear around the house, plus great for vacationing in black, navy, and white. Check out Monica's showroom for your favorite sandals and shoes for your vacation or tennis shoes for staying home. Shop Monica's Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook. And thanks for shopping small.
Thanks, Monica. Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here for the Section 3A North Girls Basketball Championship. And Mitchell, we're at halftime. It's a 9-point lead for the Vikings, 29-20.
Yeah, but it was a great defensive first half by both teams. More so for Mineota than Central Minnesota Christian. Mineota was able to hold Central Minnesota Christian scoreless for, was it a 5-minute drought there?
Over 5 minutes, yep.
So
that was huge in that half.
Yep, that allowed Mineota to pull away and get this big lead, and we'll see if Central Minnesota Christian, it'll be important for them to prevent that from happening in the second half.
Blue Jays started out the game leading 5-2. Mineota came back 10-9, and then it was 14-11. Then the Blue Jays tied it up 14-14. It was 17-14, then it was 6:24 to left in the first half. Mineota had a one-point lead, 19-18, and then the drought continued to almost a minute left in the half before the Blue Jays scored again.
Yep, so over the final 6.5 minutes, it's a 10-2 run there by Mineota.
Yep. All right, you're so good at the math there, Mitchell.
Yep.
All right, let's go through the scoring for the Blue Jays. Vogel with 2 points, Hages with 2 points, Deanna Dunnick, a ninth grader, with 5. Your leading scorer is Emmy Brame with 9. Carrie Moeller with a bucket. For the Mineota Vikings, 5 players have scored. Dakota Hennon with a free throw. Grace Hennon with 8 points. Faith Murray with 7. Kennedy Arndt with 4. And Kirsten Hulzebuzz with 9. She leads the Vikings in scoring in the first half. Hulzebuzz. All right, We've got the Section 3A South game going on in Pipestone, Noe.
Yep, I believe they just announced over the loudspeaker that Southwest was leading Edgerton 50-26, I believe, in the at halftime of that game.
All right. Let's preview that boys game. We've got about a minute here. Let's preview that boys game coming up. We'll be back here in Montevideo on Thursday for two boys game, Mitchell.
Yep, and our first matchup at 6 o'clock, we have the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks versus the Minnesota Vikings. And then in our second matchup at 7:30, we have the McRae Wolverines versus Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. In our first matchup, that'll be the third meeting this year between Minnesota and Dawson Boyd, and they've played great matchups all year long.
Yeah, we saw two outstanding games Thursday, and you'll want to tune in to Q92 at 6 o'clock Thursday night. Blackjacks and the Vikings at 6, the Blue Jays and the Wolverines at 7:30. All right, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Both teams have come back on the floor, and a trip to the section championships on the line. We'll see who's going to make it Friday night at the RA facility at Marshall. We'll take a break and be right back.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Give them a call, 423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed, seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
Great customer service isn't about never having an outage, technical issue, or a problem. It's about how you respond quickly and effectively is how MBTV Wireless Internet strives to put our members first. We work hard to keep you connected by monitoring our network 24/7. MBTV Wireless technicians respond quickly to get you and your family back online. Check out MBTVWireless.com.
Welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Paul Ramo here with Mitchell Silty, and we're about ready to get the second half underway. It's a 9-point lead for the Vikings, 29-20. A lot on the line, Mitchell, isn't it?
Yep, the winner of this game will go on to face the winner of the 3A South Section championship. And then we'll play on Friday night.
Friday at 5 o'clock at the RA facility.
Yep.
Right now, Southwest Christian leading Edgerton in Pipestone 50-26 at the half. So, well, the Vikings want to punch their way to the section championship game. We'll have to do our homework. I don't know how many years in a row it's been the Vikings in the championship game, but it's a lot.
Yep. I think the Vikings have... The Minnesota Vikings have been to the section championship game the past 6 years, I believe.
In a row?
Yep, in a row.
All right, both teams back out on the floor. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. Appreciate our sponsors here on Q92, our section sponsors. And here we go. They got 18 minutes up on the scoreboard, and they have some nice scoreboards here in Montevideo, don't they?
Yep, you can clearly see them from both ends of the court.
Well, we're sitting right underneath one of them. So.
Yep.
All right, here we go, 29-20. Vikings lead by 9. And the Blue Jays get the ball. They're going away from us now. Vikings will be coming at us.
It looks like Minnesota's in a 1-3-1, maybe a 2-3 zone here to start on defense.
Were they in the zone in the first half?
They switched to one late in the first half, I believe.
They go down low, turnaround shot off the glass, and scoring is Lauren Tages.
That's a great job by Central Minnesota Christian to get into the paint right away here in the second half and get a bucket.
Here's a three-pointer by the Vikings. No good. Dunnick with the rebound. 29-22. Graham, baseline shot. Short, no good. Ball's loose. Chased down in the corner by number 22, Kerry Mulder. Blue Jays keep the ball. Brame goes to the basket and puts it up and in.
That's two quick baskets here by Central Minnesota Christian, and it's now 29-24. Minnesota.
It's a 4-0 run for the Blue Jays to start the second half. Hosebuzz for three. No, she missed everything.
Central Minnesota Christian out in a woman-to-woman defense. And they did a nice job defensively there, forced the missed shot by Minnesota, went out of bounds, and Central gets the ball back. Chance to cut into this lead some more.
Just underway here in the second half, 29-24, Minnesota. Blue Jays with the ball. They have their white jerseys. They go underneath. Mulder blocked by Kennedy Arndt. What a block by Arndt.
That was a great job by Arndt to go straight up and get a clean block there.
Great setting. Down low to Arndt. Arndt in the paint. Got an opening. Puts it up. Missed the shot, and Arndt is fouled.
That'll send her to the free throw line. 14 of Central Minnesota Christian Morgan Groen.
And Kennedy Arndt at the free throw line, and their free throw is good. Kennedy with 5 points now in the game. 30-24, Minnesota. Second free throw is short, way short. Didn't even hit the rim.
No, I don't think so on that one. So the score remains 30-24, Minnesota.
Deanna Dunning, a freshman wearing number 4, brings it across midcourt for the Blue Jays. She's swinging her. Go ahead.
She had a really good first half for Central Minnesota Christian, but she has 3 fouls, so it'll be interesting to see how aggressive Sienna Dunnett gets to be here in the second half.
Well, they just threw it down low to Lauren Tatius and a foul on Kennedy Arndt. So Tatius and Arndt are really battling here. Tatius at the free throw line. She missed her free throw.
That was Arndt's first foul in the game.
30-24 Minnesota. Second free throw coming here by the senior, Lauren Tatius. On its way, and that's off the rim. No good. Nice rebound and box out by Kennedy Arndt. Vikings with the ball and a 6-point lead. Grace, boy, she is a quarterback on this Viking basketball team.
Yep, she does a great job running the offense and is a real force on defense for them.
Oh, Carrie Mulder knocked the ball out of bounds. Vikings will keep the ball. Faith Mary right below us. I don't know if she can breathe all that cotton in her nose, stopping her bloody nose that she got early in the game. Here's Dakota in the paint. Out to Grace. Grace drives back out to Hulzebuzz.
Shot clock at 5.
Grace got a launch one. She does, and it's no good. Rebounder there by the Blue Jays. They're off and running with Dunning. Deanna Dunning. Now she pulls it back. Here's a 3-pointer by Groen. No good. Rebounded by Brain. Here's a baseline shot by number 22, Carrie Mulder. That won't go. The Blue Jays keep the ball. They're just hustling right now.
It's been a great job by Brain to get 2 offensive.
Oh, look at Dunning go in and score.
Brain got 2 offensive rebounds there for Central Minnesota Christian. It led to a bucket. Down to 4. Leads down to 4.
30-26. Deanna Dunning with 7 points here in the ball game. Grace Hennin, Dakota Hennin, shoots with her left hand, no good, rebounded by the Blue Jays, Tatius. They're down by 4, Dunning kicks it back out, here's a 3-pointer by Groen, it's good!
Central Minnesota Christians put them out really aggressive on defense, and they've been able to knock down some shots on offense. It's been a 9-1 run here to start the second half.
It's 30-29, and Coach Allen Pinkel wants a timeout. A 1-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings with 14:44 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
You're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota. Remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Timeout by Coach Alan Panka. Mitchell.
Yep, Central Minnesota Christians come out on fire here to start the second half.
9-1 run.
Yep, they've got the lead to 1, and they've played great on defense here on Minnesota here to start the second half.
A 9-1 run to start the second half for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. They are down by 1. Timeout's over, and Minnesota will get the basketball. 14 minutes and 44 seconds to play in this North Championship game. The winner plays in the Section Championship game on Friday in Marshall. Vikings inbound for Hulkabus in the great. Oh, backdoor. Faith Berry, easy basket. What a play.
That was a great job by Mineota there to stop the bleeding and stop the run there by Central Minnesota Christian with a backdoor cut.
32-29. Here's a three-pointer by the Blue Jays. Number 14. That's grown. No good. Rebounded by the Vikings. A lot of pushing there. The Princeburg fans, Blue Jay fans, wanted a foul. Here's Mary for three. Nothing but net for Faith Mary.
That was a great answer there by Mineota. They bumped the lead back up to six.
Wow. Oh, it's stolen by Dakota Hannon. A steal there. And the Mineota gets the ball. Here's Faith on the left wing. Bounces into Kennedy. Art, step over move, lays it up off the glass. Oh, missed the shot.
Central Minnesota Christian got lucky there that Kennedy missed that layup. She did a great post move and had a wide open shot.
35-29. Blue Jays go inside. Tatius faced it in.
Lauren Tatius has done great here in the paint in the second half, scoring 6 points, I believe, in the paint.
Here's Faith Mary. It's a four-point lead for Mineota. Dakota Hannon out beyond the three-point arc, goes to the basket, kicks it out to Faith. Faith, underhanded layup, no good. Rebounded there by Grone.
Great defense once again there by Central.
Here's a three-pointer, and by Mulder, no good. Ball goes in the corner, and Vogel reaches in on Dakota Hannon. Picks up a foul. Boy, there's a lot of... It's getting physical out there right now.
Yep, it's getting physical. Both teams playing really hard here in the start of the second half.
Yep. Hey, it's just a four-point lead for the Vikings. This is a battle tonight, folks, here in Montevideo. 35-31, Mineota leading by four. 12:55 to play in the ballgame. Here's Dakota bringing it up the floor for the Mineota Vikings. Over to Hulzabuzz, who leads the Vikings in scoring. Dakota, to Kearson, Grace, goes to the basket, Hannon, and she's fouled.
That was a great job by Grace driving to the paint and go into the contact and threw out foul.
Coach Alan Pinka calling Dakota Hannon and Hulzabuzz over as Grace Hannon will go to the free throw line to shoot some free throws. Grace has 8 points, 8 points in the first half. She has yet to score in the second half until now. She makes a free throw. 9 points for Grace Hannon. 36-31 the score. Grace will get her second free throw. And you can tell she practices her free throws.
Yep, there's a solid free throw shooter. And bumps the lead up to six now. 37-31 Mineota.
Makes it look easy from the free throw line. Blue Jays. Here's Brain for three. Short. Grace with the rebound. She's off and running. Grace Hannon quickly up the floor to Hulzabuzz and Dunning almost stole the ball, but Mineota gets it back. Now we're going
to... dribbled out of bounds by Hulzabuzz, and they'll go back to Central.
You had a good look at that, didn't you?
Yep, bounced the ball right on the line.
Yeah, you're lined up right with the line so you can see it, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a great view up here.
So turnover there by Mineota, but they lead by six. Dunning tried to throw it inside. Oh, the ball was kicked, the referee says.
Possession will stay with Central Minnesota Christian.
37-31, Mineota. Vogel will inbound the ball underneath the Blue Jay basket. Gets it in Dunning, top of the key. Dunning at the free throw line. Back out to Carrie Mulder. Vogel baseline, and she's traveled. Boy, Vogel's been called for traveling three times now in the game.
Yep, it's great pressure defense there by Mineota to force those turnovers.
Here comes Grace up the floor for the Vikings with a six-point lead, 37-31. Faith Mary, Dakota at the top of the key. Hulzabuzz. Grace. Looks like the Blue Jays have gone to that man-to-man. Here's a one-handed shot put up by number 14. Dakota Hannon with her first field goal.
That'll push the lead to eight now for Mineota, 39-31.
11:27 to play in the ball game. Blue Jays, every possession for the Blue Jays is important right now. And they lose the ball. They take it away. What a play by Kirsten Husabuz. Here's Jim. Mary. Jump shot by Faith. Nothing but net by Mary. And timeout called by Brian Nelson of the Blue Jays.
Yep, it was a great job by Mignola. I think they're going on a little bit of a run here. They bumped it up to 11.
42-31, Mignola with 11:06 to go in the ball game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Section 3 North championship game between the Vikings and the Blue Jays. We'll be right back.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also Sioux water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. They're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
41. Well, we got a correction on the score. It's a 10-point lead now, Mitchell.
Yep, 41-31. That last bucket by Faith Mignola was a two-pointer instead of a three-pointer.
Well, we got 11:06 to go in the game. Mignola with their 10-point lead. Your thoughts on the second half here so far?
The Central Minnesota Christian did a great job. They got a hot start out of the second half, but then they slowed up here, and Mignola was able to push it back to a 10-point lead.
Mignola kind of sneaks up on you sometimes, don't they?
Yep.
The way they play?
Yep, they play a little bit slow here to start the second half, and they really put the hammer down, and now they got a 10-point lead.
It's a very young Blue Jay team here. They're down by 10. Now, Dunning throws the ball away. Dakota Hennin has the basketball. Now, Dunning knocks it out of bounds. Mignola will keep the ball. Right underneath of us here, if you're familiar with the Montevideo Gym, we broadcast on one end of the behind the basket. Mitchell and I will be back here Thursday for two boys' games. It'll be fun Thursday, won't it?
Yep, we got two really good matchups on Thursday.
Here's Mary for three, and that's way short. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Blue Jay basketball. 41-31 Vikings. Well, if the Blue Jays going to want to play in that championship game, they'll have to make a move here pretty soon.
Yep, we'll see if they try to go back to the paint. They had great success with that earlier in the second half. We'll see if they can get back to it.
Grace Hannon with a hard foul on Sienna Dunning. Second team foul, is it?
Yep, and it'll be Grace's second foul in the game.
Blue Jays inbounded on their side of the court. They're down by 10 points. Dunning inside the number 23, Carrie Mulder. Here's a three-pointer by Carrie. No good. Rebounded by Grace Hennin. What a game Hennin's playing.
Grace has had a great game on both offense and defense here.
Husabuz inside the arc. Kicks it out to Faith. Grace down to Husabuz down low, and it's blocked by Lauren Tate.
That was a great defensive recovery there by Lauren.
Oh, they just called it out of bounds.
No, yep, just called it out of bounds. It was a clean block.
Vikings get the ball underneath their own basket. Grace looking to inbound it. Does way back to midcourt to Dakota. Caught it on the M of Montevideo on the logo. 10 minutes exactly. 10 minutes left in this ball game. Lead. Here's Arndt. Husabuz drives to the basket. Got it open. Lays it up. It's short. No good. Dunning with the rebound. Here's the freshman. For the Blue Jays, back out to the top of the key.
It's important for Central to get a bucket here. They've gone a long time without scoring.
Inside to Tatius. No block from behind, but a foul on Kennedy Arndt on Lauren Tatius.
See if Central Minnesota Christian can convert at the free throw line here. That's Arndt's second foul.
Blue Jays went on a 9-1 run to start the second half, and then the Vikings responded nicely, didn't they?
And it was tough. It was a missed free throw there by Central Minnesota Christian. And real tough for them to come back in this game if they're not going to be able to make their free throws, especially with the way Mignola's played on defense.
Lauren Tate's second free throw coming for the Blue Jays, down by 10. Free throws off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by number 12 of the Vikings. That's Emma Bottleberg back into the game. A little pressure put on here by the Blue Jays now. And Tate just swats the ball out of bounds.
Really great hands there by Lauren to swat the ball, pass out of bounds.
9:27 to go, folks. Who's going to play in that section championship game on Friday in Marshall? Look at Grace Henning. Go to the basket. Raise it up and in.
She went all the way around the court. She started on the left wing and went all the way around to the left side of the paint, and Skouet is able to get the driving layup.
Biggest lead of the night for Mineota right now. And Graham goes down low, and she scores number 5.
Since Minnesota Christian finally gets an easy bucket here in the later part of the second half.
13 points for Graham. Arndt. Dunning swats the ball out of bounds. 43-33 Mineota. 8:50 on the clock. Are we going to have a rematch of Southwest Christian and Mineota Friday? We'll find out in a few minutes. Vikings inbound it to Huzzabuzz. She's played outstanding. Goes to the basket, tries to kiss it off the glass. Can't, missed it. Rebounded by Lauren Tejas. Blue Jays quickly go down the floor. Tejas from the free throw line. Her shot is missed. Hit the front of the rim. And then rebound by Kennedy Arndt. Arndt's fouled by Tejas, I think.
Yep. There's a push on Lauren on the rebounding. That's her second foul.
Kind of a funny second half compared to the first half, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, it's been a little more choppy here in the second half.
10-point lead for Mineota. But with that 3-point shot, don't go anywhere. 10 points can vanish in a millisecond. See what the Blue Jays good. Shot by Miri, no good. Rebounded by Kennedy Arndt. Kennedy Arndt puts it back up and in.
Good job by Kennedy Arndt to attack the offensive glass there and get the offensive rebound.
Oh, opening for Dunnick and Sienna, the ninth grader.
That was a nice move there by Sienna Dunnick. Grace was late to get up and pick her up, and Sienna hesitated with the dribble and then drove right past her.
45-35, back to a 10-point lead. Vikings have the basketball. Throws it in the corner to Bottleberg. Arndt, Grace, drives to the basket. Contact, puts it up, no good. Rebounded there by Tejas.
That was a great job by Central Minnesota Christian there on defense.
Three-pointer by Dunnick. Hits the rim, goes in the corner. Rebounded by Bottleberg. All the way up to Vikings number one. That's Nevaeh Hennon into the game. Grace Hennon, top of the key, three. Ooh, that's short. Seen a lot of short shots today.
Yep, we've seen a lot of weird shots by both teams here this evening.
45-35, 10-point lead with 7 minutes, 23 seconds left in the ballgame. Blue Jays down by 10. Here they come. Vogel back in the game. Throws it to the left wing to Dunning. Dunning back to Vogel. Inside the Tejas. Turnaround shot. No good. Rebounded Dunning. And Huzzabuzz grabs the rebound and Tejas pushes her.
That was a tough offensive possession there by Central Minnesota Christian. And as Lauren Tejas picks up her third foul of the game, Grace Hennon's on the bench. It'll be important for Central Minnesota Christian here to try and put a couple buckets together with Grace on the bench.
Kennedy Arndt down low. Here's a shot put up. And it's good by number 12, Emma Bottleberg. And that's Emma's first basket of the game.
It's a great ball movement there by Mineota in the paint. Had about two or three passes in the paint led to an open shot.
47-35. Vikings leading the Blue Jays. Graham works her way to the basket and scores. Wow.
That'll lead to a timeout by Central Minnesota Christian. He's down 10, 47-37.
With 6:34 to play in the ballgame, we'll take a commercial break. And you're listening to Viking Blue Jay basketball right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more.
That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
All right, Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Montevideo. Mitch, we got 6:30 to go in the ball game here.
Yep, Central Minnesota Christian's out in the full court press now, trying to speed up Mineota.
Down by 10, and the ball's loose on the floor, and it's tied up. Jump ball between Arndt and Pages. 47-37, Mineota with a 10-point lead. Last time these two teams met in Prinsburg, Mineota won by 5. This is a young Blue Jay team. Mineota inbounds it to Mary. Mary. Now to Bottleberg. Bottleberg. Oh, throws the ball right in the hands of Kerry Mulder. Here come the Blue Jays. Are they going to make their move? Mulder for 3. That's short, too. And look at Bottleberg chase the ball down. Mineota Huzzabuzz up to Nevaeh Hennin. Bottleberg, top of the key. Here's Huzzabuzz for 3. And it's good! Kirsten Huzzabuzz hits a 3-pointer. She led the Vikings in scoring with 9 in the first half. Look at Dunning go to the basket. She's fouled and she scores.
Wow. That was a great job by Mineota on the previous possession to move the ball around and get an open 3-pointer. And then that was a great job by Sienna Dunnick hustling and driving down to the paint on the other end to get the layup and one.
Huzzabuzz with her first foul. That was Kirsten's first basket of the second half. She led the Vikings and scored to a 9. Dunnick's at the free throw line to make it a 3-point play. Big basket and a big free throw by Sienna Dunnick has cut it back to 10, 50-40. 5:35 to play. Huzzabuzz with the basketball being guarded by Dunnick. Kirsten goes to the basket, lays it up, and it's short off the layup. Here's Dunning quickly up the floor. Blue Jays down by 10. Here's a baseline shot by Kerry Mulder. Bounce back and forth. No good. Rebounded by Huzzabuzz.
Not there by Central Minnesota Christian, but just couldn't get it to fall.
Dakota with the ball. Vogel guarding her. Huzzabuzz top of the key. Inside, Faith Mary lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kerry Mulder. 50-40. The score, 10-point lead. There's Dunning, goes to the basket again. She's fouled and goes to the free throw line.
That was a great job there by Sienna Dunning. Really, they need to make their free throws here and try and cut into this lead without any time coming off the clock.
Yep, you can see what Dunning's doing the last couple trips is go to the basket, draw the foul to stop the clock.
Yep, Central Minnesota Christian's really struggled in the half-court set on offense, so Sienna Dunnick's just taking the ball from the inbounds and driving down the court.
The freshman has 12 points. Now she has 13. She made her free throw. Hey, it's under 10 points. 50-41, Mineota. Sarah Greenis just came out of the game. I didn't realize she was in. Sarah Greenis was playing. Second free throw's good. Dunnick with 14. She leads the Blue Jays in scoring, and it's an 8-point lead, folks. 50-42. It's a half-court trap by the Blue Jays, and the Vikings break it. Huzzabuzz down to Arndt, to Mary. Hennin, back to Mary. Here's Huzzabuzz for 3. Missed it. She overshot the rim. Roycelin with the rebound.
Good chance here for Central Minnesota Christian to cut into this lead some more.
8-point lead. Here's Dunnick for 3. Good! Holy cow!
It's now a 5-point game. Mineota leads 50-45 with 4:10 to go.
Vikings with the ball. They almost lose it. Here's Grace Hinton. We got a basketball game, folks. 5-point lead. Mineota with the ball in the lead. Hinton for 3. No! Off the front of the rim. Dunnick with the rebound. Blue Jays, Dunnick goes all the way to the basket. Oh, she scores! And she's fouled! Oh, my goodness!
What a great job by Sienna Dunnick. She got the rebound and just took off down the end of the court. Grace Hennin tried to get in position for a charge, but she was just a hair late. And Sienna Dunnick gets a chance to cut this lead down to 2.
Wow. Boy, things change fast, didn't it?
Yep. It was a 50-40 not too long ago, and then a We'll see that after the free throw.
Dunnick, 20 points for Dunnick with the free throw.
And that leads to a Minnesota timeout. The score is 50-48 with 3:48 left to go in the second half.
We'll take a commercial break. Don't go away, folks. We got a basketball game. We'll be right back.
So you may have heard the Napa's got
wow.
the good stuff.
At Miller Services, Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood.
We also knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601. Or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, folks, it's a two-point lead for the Vikings, 50-48. A lot of time left, though, 3:48.
Yep, Central Minnesota Christian's on an 8-0 run here over the last 2 minutes. It's 50-48, and they're out in their full-court press.
Coach Banka, during the timeout, was not a happy camper in that huddle. Here's the Vikings with the ball. Grace Hennon. It's 50-48, Minnesota. Call a friend, text a friend. Hennon. All alone is Hazelbuck. She scores!
That was a great offensive possession there by Minnesota. They were able to slip Hazelbuck behind the defenders in the zone, and they make it a four-point lead.
52-48. The ball's loose in the paint. Here's Sonic for three. Short. Ball ricochets out of bounds. It's Minnesota basketball.
Minnesota got a little lucky there on that possession. It was a loose ball, and Central Minnesota Christian was able to take it away, and they were able to get a wide open shot for three. It just couldn't fall for them.
A little half court pressure here by the Blue Jays as the Vikings try to bring it across half court. Now they do with Mary. Here's Grace with the ball. 52-48, Minnesota. 2:59 to play in the ball game. Down low to Arndt. Back out to Grace. Grace. Mary for three. Hits the rim. Rebounded by Brain. Here come the Blue Jays.
Shannon Dunnick bringing it up for the Blue Jays.
52-48. Hogle goes to the basket. Oh, she throws it to her coach. Out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Jays.
That's a tough possession Ooh. There for Central Minnesota Christian. Can't have that after just getting a stop on defense.
4-point lead for the Vikings. Boy, that was a big possession there for the Blue Jays, wasn't it?
Yep. And if you're Central Minnesota Christian, you want to speed Minnesota up here. It worked really well for them to get back into this game to get Minnesota playing fast.
Here's Dakota, the Grace Hennon. Grace out at the top of the key, 52-48. There's 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Pass underneath to Dakota. Kennedy Arndt, short jump, good. Kennedy Arndt scores.
That was a great job by Minnesota getting into the teeth of that zone defense, and they're able to get the little jumper and make it a six-point game.
54-48. Graham, she's got an opening, and she loses the ball. It's on the floor. Vogel picks it up. And the Blue Jays keep possession. Head coach Brian Nelson calling a timeout with 1:54 to play in the ball game. Minnesota 54, Blue Jays 48. We'll take a break and be right back.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Give them a call at 507-423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Montevideo. What a basketball game, Mitchell.
Yep, it looked like Minnesota was going to pull away, but Central Minnesota Christian was able to hang around, and now we have a six-point game with just under 2 minutes to play.
Timeout is over by Coach Brian Nell, Blue Jays. Well, it's kind of been a game of small runs, hasn't it?
Yep, right when Mineota would build a lead, and then Central Minnesota Christian would storm back after a little run, and then after Central Minnesota Christian would go on a little run, Mineota would call timeout and gather themselves, and they'd come out and score a couple buckets back-to-back.
All right, timeout's over by the Blue Jays. They're down 54-48, under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. The winner will play for the section championship on Friday in Marshall. All right, Blue Jays inbound it. Dunning puts up a three. The freshman hits the rim. No good. Oh, good box out by Grace Hennon, and the ball goes out of bounds. Oh, she was fouled.
Yeah, it was a great job by Grace there on the box out. That was a great box out.
Yeah, Carrie Mulder is over the back of Grace. She is feisty, Grace Hennon. Look at him. Look at that. Grace and Brain going at it there.
Yep, we got a full court press now by Central Minnesota Christian trying to force some turnovers.
Grace gets the ball. She's the ball handler for the Mineota Vikings. Clock is running. A minute 40, a minute 39, 54-48. Here's Mary. Almost lost the ball right below it. Mary dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Huzzabuzz has it. Kirsten. To Mary. Mary dribbles to the free throw line.
Shot clock is at 10.
Art. Nowhere to go. Grace Hennon with the ball. And now a foul on the Blue Jays.
That's tough for your Central Minnesota Christian. There was 4 seconds left on the shot clock, and you fouled Grace Hennon.
Lauren Tate just picks up a foul.
That's her fourth foul.
So Grace Hennon with 12 points in the ball game will be at the free throw line. Big free throws here for Grace. 54-48. A minute 16 to play. Free throw is missed. Rebounded by Mulder. Or Tatius with the rebound, excuse me.
Mineota's in the bonus for the rest of the game.
Blue Jays with the ball. Every possession. A minute six to go. They go inside. Here's, she should have took the shot. There's Tatius. Vogel. Dunnick has the ball. Dunnick wants to shoot a three, and she does. Off the rim, goes in the corner. There's Huzzabuzz with the rebound. Oh, did she hustle after that? And now a foul on the Blue Jays. What a job by Huzzabuzz there.
That was a great job by Mineota on the defensive end there. And now they're fouled, and that'll send Kirsten Huzzabuzz to the free throw line.
54-48. And Kirsten leading the Vikings in scoring tonight with 14. She's at the free throw line. She's got the basketball with 47 seconds to play in the ball game. Free throw's up, and it's good. 15 points for Huzzabuzz.
Mineota's in the single bonus here, so every free throw's one and one.
55-48. Second free throw. He hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Mulder.
Central Minnesota Christian has to go fast now.
42 seconds to play. Dunning. Here's a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Kennedy Art with the rebound. Huzzabuzz is fouled. 33 seconds to go. 55-48, Mineota.
And that was Sienna Dunnick there with the intentional foul, and that would be her fourth now.
Kirsten with the basketball. She was just at the... And her free throw is on its way, and it's nothing but net.
We have six straight points here by Mineota after the Blue Jays cut it to 50-48. It's now 56-48.
Kirsten. Free throw. Second free throw. Nothing but net. 17 points for the junior. And looks like the Vikings will be in Marshall on Friday. Dunning, long three-pointer, blocked by Huzzabuzz. Vikings have the ball, and they follow her again with 23 seconds to go. And I think the Vikings can start to celebrate.
And it's been a nice job by Mineota here over the final 2 minutes. Central Minnesota Christian cut it to two, but they've been able to answer here.
57-48, 23 seconds to go. Kirsten's free throw is missed. Faith Berry comes up to Kirsten to visit with her.
Give her some words of encouragement.
Second free throw here by Kirsten. Jim gets quiet. Free throws up, and she missed that one. So here are the Blue Jays. Blue Jays, quickly. Shot by Dunnick. Good! A three-pointer by Dunnick. Deanna Dunnick with a three-pointer. That gives her 23 points.
That makes the lead for Mineola 57-51 with 14.1 left on the clock. Be interesting to see if Central Minnesota Christian can force a turnover here real quick, and if not, they'll have to foul right away and send Mineola to the free throw line.
All right, 14 seconds to go. Looks like we're going to have a rematch. Mineola and Southwest Christian. Did you get a final from Pipestone yet, Mitch?
I can check real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard one yet.
So we're... All right. All Rainbow Mitchell Silty here in Montevideo. We're about ready to close this game out. We'll have our Neon Needles Subway pregame show coming up. Timeout's over. This is a young team. For the Blue Jays, they're going to have, the future really looks bright for them, don't it?
Yep.
All right. Mineola inbound it. They lead 57. Oh, they changed the score? What's going on here? Well, that was a three-pointer. That's right. 57-51. My mistake. 57-51. It's a six-point lead.
And they forgot to start the clock. They're going to have to do that over again.
Oh, the Vikings are dribbling the ball up the floor. The clock did not start. It's still at 14 seconds.
What are they going to do here?
And the referees are over at the scores table. Looked like that might have been a technical issue. They were saying it's not working. Ooh, whatever. It is a close game, though, 57-51.
Yep. It looks like they just took 4 seconds off the clock. Okay. Now it's 10.1.
10 seconds to go in the game, a six-point lead. And it looks like they're Brian Nelson, the coach, is pulling the starters out. And at the free throw line for Mineola will be Dakota Hannon. Finsburg, the Central Minnesota Christian fans, giving a nice hand to the starters there for the Blue Jays. 57-51 with 10 seconds to go. Dakota Hannon with the basketball at the free throw line. Dakota's free throw is good. She's got 4 points. Kind of a funny ending to this game here.
Yep, but it was a little weird with that clock issue.
Yep. 58-51. And Dakota's free throw, nothing but net for Dakota. All right, Blue Jays inbound it. They have 8 seconds to go in the game, down by eight. And they're not even going to get a shot off. They turn the ball over, and Mineola's going to run it out. And here's their final score, 59-51. Mineola will play in the championship game, 5 o'clock, Friday afternoon at the RA facility in Marshall against Southwest Minnesota Christian. What a game.
Yeah, that was a great game by both teams. Nice job by Central Minnesota Christian to fight back and make it interesting, and nice job by Mineola to finish the game out.
They're going to have an award ceremony here. Hand out some hardware and maybe some pictures and stuff. But, yeah, quite the game there.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break. Couple-minute break, and we'll come back with Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors. The final score, 59-51 Vikings.
At Johnson Memorial Health Services, we have 8 primary care medical providers that deliver high-quality, compassionate health care for individuals of all ages. We offer convenient same-day and late-day appointments that work with your schedule. With telemedicine visits, you can even see out of your own home. From routine checkups to more complex issues, our healthcare team is ready to serve you. For more information, visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits.
Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services. After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday through Saturday, 4 to 11, and close Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Mineota.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Otter Tail Power customers, check with them about dual-fuel heating that can save you money. That's Gruel Electric. They're located in Dawson, serving our entire Q92 listening area. Call 320-769-4476.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday, Saturday, 4 to 11, and close Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Mineota.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Your final score tonight, the Mineota Vikings, 59, and Central Minnesota Christian, 51, an 8-point win for the Vikings, and they are the Section 3A North champions. And the Vikings now will play Southwest Minnesota Christian, the Eagles, at 5 o'clock at the RE facility in Marshall on Friday afternoon. You'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92 because Southwest Christian in the South half, the South Championship in Pipestone tonight, they beat Edgerton 82-56. So can't remember who Mineota played in the championship last year, but I know they played Southwest Christian a number of times in that championship to go to state. So
yeah, those two teams played earlier this year with Mineota coming out with a 2-point win.
That's right. Mineota Vikings are having an awards ceremony right now. The Mineota Vikings will be getting their blue medals around their necks These girls here have a lot of medals, I bet you, in their rooms at home.
Yep, I bet the seniors have about 4 or 5 of them.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, well, we got some time here. We're going to visit with the player of the game and maybe Coach Panka in a little bit. Let's go through the scoring, and maybe Mitch, you can commentate here a little bit on the scoring. So Vogel for Central Minnesota Christian with 2 points. Morgan Groen with 2 points, or 3 points for Groen, excuse me. Lauren Tatius had 4 points. 2 points for Kerry Mulder. And then the leading scorers for the Blue Jays, Emmy Brain, 15 points for her. She played an outstanding game. But how about the freshman for the Blue Jays, number 4, Sienna Dunning? She had 23 points. She only had 5 points in that first half.
Yeah, she did a great job of being really aggressive in the second half, even though she had 3 fouls. I believe she only picked up 1 in the second half. So she did a nice job playing clean, and she's the main from Minnesota Christian was able to hang around so long in that second half.
Yeah, 23 points. She's only a ninth grader. And Coach Brian Nelson of the Blue Jays really has a young team. Dunnick, as I said, is a ninth grader. Emmy Brain is a sophomore. Peyton Mulder is a sophomore. Kerry Mulder is a sophomore. Just a very young team. So the seniors going out for the Blue Jays, Lauren Tatius, 5'11 senior. Roislin is, they just have 3 seniors, Roislin, and then Avery Dunning, who is another senior for the Blue Jays. So they're going to be around for a few years.
Yep, Lauren Tatius was one of the main, she was the main senior on the team that played a lot. But Central Minnesota Christian's really young, and I think we'll see them back here down the road.
Yep. All right, scoring for the Minnesota Vikings with that 59-51 win tonight. Your scores, Emma Bottleberg off the bench with 2 points. Dakota Hennon had 5 points. Kennedy Arndt, she had 4 in the first half. She ended up with 9. That was a battle between Arndt and Lauren Tatius down low, wasn't it?
Yep, that was a great battle between both players. It was back and forth for both of them. Lauren Tatius would get a couple buckets back, and then Kennedy Arndt would get a couple blocks and a couple buckets of her own.
And your leading scorers tonight, there's 3 of them. Grace Hennon with 12 points. She had 8 in the first half. And her motor goes 100 miles an hour. I said that during the broadcast, but she's fun to watch. She's very aggressive, isn't she?
Yep, she's the focal point on the offense and defensive side for Minnesota here.
So Grace Hennon with 12 points. Faith Mary with 13 points. Mary has 2 threes in the game with a bloody nose, I might add.
Yep, she got that bloody nose after getting hit in the face earlier in the first half.
And your leading scorer for the Minnesota Vikings is Kirsten Hutzelbuzz. Kirsten had 17 points in the game, and she came in clutch at the end with her free throws.
Yep, she hit some big three-pointers and had some timely buckets for Minnesota. She was the one that was able to hit the free throws to ice this game here in the second half.
Just a great win for the Minnesota Vikings. And the Vikings are celebrating. Happy birthday to who? One of the Vikings? We'll have to find out who that is. Anyway, so the Vikings win 59-51. They'll play Southwest Christian in Marshall at 5 o'clock on Friday, 82-56. And we're going to have Kirsten Hutzelbuzz. Who's our Neon Needles Subway player of the game?
Our player of the game is going to be Kirsten Hutzelbuzz from the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, they're going to take pictures here first, I guess. Right below us here, everybody's waving at us.
Yep.
I don't know what they... Kirsten. So Kirsten Hutzelbuzz is our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. She scored 17 points, but it was her defense.
Yep, she played great defense all game long, and she was able to make the timely free throws late down the stretch for Minnesota.
Yep, that's for sure. And so Kirsten is the Neon Needle Subway player game. And then we got to do an Ag Plus cooperative play of the game, Mitchell. I'm going to put you on the spot here. We didn't get a chance to discuss that, did we?
No, we didn't get a chance to discuss that, so we'll have to...
I'm going with whatever you decide.
Whatever I decide, okay.
In the first half, we had a charge.
In the first half, we had a... charge drawn by
Grace Hennon
on Sienna Dunnick. That got Sienna Dunnick to her third foul, and it also got Minnesota a 9-point lead at the end of the going into halftime. Say that for the first half, and then down the stretch, you got to say probably as a team effort, the defense for Minnesota, the Central Minnesota Christian cut it to 2, and then it was the defense and free throw shooting of Minnesota that won them the game here.
All right, good observation. We're going to visit with Kirsten here. She's our Kirsten Hutzelbuzz joins us. You got a medal again, Kirsten.
Yep.
So how many medals does that make for you?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot?
Yeah.
Well, we named you the Neon Needles Player of the Game. Outstanding game, 17 points, and your defense was outstanding. Talk about the game here tonight.
We knew they were going to be aggressive. They're a very aggressive team, very good team. They had a couple great shooters that we knew we needed to cover, and we've been practicing in practice, you know, for these shooters, and I think we really demonstrated what we practiced and how much work we put into practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about your defense. Mitchell and I thought you played great defense on your opponents. Talk about that. You kind of like that, playing defense?
Yeah. I have a lot of adrenaline going in the game, so it really helps. Obviously, I can't foul or anything like that.
Yep.
But going for the ball, you know, hustle plays, those are always my favorite in basketball. And everybody else, we played really, really well. We communicated very well today, and, yeah.
Good job. You hit a couple threes. You like shooting three-pointers?
Yeah.
You got good form.
Thank you.
Just shoot more three-pointers. Think your coaches will let you do that?
I don't know.
Well, Southwest Christian won tonight big over
yep.
Edgerton. You played them during the year, right?
Yep.
Remember that game?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, how'd it go?
We won, okay. But it came close. We started off pretty bad. We were down by a lot, but you know, we came back and played together as a team. And I think we can if we practice hard and, you know, going into the game, I think we need more confidence and stuff like that. So.
Okay, so that's Friday night in Marshall. You like playing here in Montevideo?
I do, but I like the big court.
Yeah, at the RA facility?
Yep, it's more fun.
Yep, that's right. So, well, congratulations on a great game. You want a medium or a small? Or
small, please.
Okay, sorry. Shouldn't ask if you want medium. There. How's that? Why don't you stand? Keep that set on. Congratulations. Good luck to you on Friday. And we'll just snap a picture here, okay? And we'll get Mitchell his. Let's put it down a little bit so you can see your uniform. All right, ready? One. We're going to take a picture and we'll post that all over social media. How about that?
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Kirsten Huzba, sure. Kirsten Huzba's Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. We're going to visit with assistant coach Morgan Hennen. You're not helping me broadcast this year, Morgan.
I know. We're nice up and close to the court now. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. You like coaching? First year coaching?
Yeah, it's definitely different than playing, and it's hard to sometimes get things across, and you just want to help the girls as best as we can and just kind of use Abby and I's knowledge and being in this situation before and just trying to, I don't know, give our best experience to the girls.
Let's talk about the game. You led by 9.5, 29-20, but it was kind of a game of runs. I mean, they started out in the second half on a 9-1 run. What happened there?
Well, we stayed in our zone defense, and I think they probably talked about that at halftime a little bit and made some adjustments. I think the girls did a really good job at talking in their zone and letting their teammates know where shooters are and other good players. We played them earlier in the season, and we struggled a little bit on that. So I didn't just talking and... Then that Sienna Dunnick had a couple nice points to bring them back at the end of the game, but just staying focused and not letting, like, feelings and emotions get in the way of us at the end of the game was huge. So I think they did a good job.
And how's the buzz this game tonight? Defensively, too. Even though she led in scoring offense, Mitchell and I were talking about her defense.
Yeah, that's what we told her she was going to have to do well on. We matched her up with Sienna Dunnick, even though she had to play good ball pressure and then help defense was there. So they also did a good job just staying off their girls. If she would put the ball on the floor, they would look to pinch and help out on that. So they also did a good job. She had a couple good drives at the end going at that Dunnick because she was in a little bit of foul trouble.
Yep.
They didn't fall, but they were good drives. So I think she played good.
Grace Hennen's motor goes 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, she did a good job at attacking when she needed to. She's just such a good leader, and she's been picks up her teammates a lot. She's cheering, and
yeah.
A lot of times you don't really see that. You can have a good athlete, but you might not always have a good leader.
Right.
So she has really came into that role this year.
Talk about Kennedy Arndt, the battle Kennedy had with Lauren Tatius tonight. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, we kind of put Kennedy in a tough situation. Normally, if the ball goes into the post, you'd have a double team right away, but she was playing her one-on-one because we didn't want to give up shots on the outside. So once the ball went in, she just had to play straight up. One-on-one, which can be really hard to do when they can go both ways. So
okay.
I thought she did a good job, and 23 had a nice game, too.
All right. 59-51 win over Central Minnesota. They got a young team. They're going to be around for a while, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll be back here.
Whose birthday is it today? Did I hear that right? Somebody's birthday?
Yep, Hadley Krog.
Oh, Hadley's birthday. Okay. I thought that was a prom proposal over there with the pizza.
No, they are going to prom, though, but didn't just get asked.
Okay. So... Well, what's your thoughts on Friday with Southwest Christian?
Well, I have to play good. I mean, we played them earlier in the season. We were down right away. I think we'll probably look to switch some things up, and we'll watch the film. And I know, hopefully we can shoot good. I know they're a good team, but
yeah. We
can beat them.
All right. All right, Morgan. You know, you'd rather coach than broadcast with me, huh? Is that right? You and Abby.
Volleyball, I can.
Oh, volleyball, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy broadcasting with you guys.
You
do a great job. So.
Yeah, it's fun.
But Mitchell here is my intern. He's falling in love with this, so you might not get your job back. Okay.
Thanks for the coverage.
You bet. We'll see you Friday.
Yep.
All right, that's Morgan Hennen, assistant coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Once again, they win 59-51. Closing thoughts there, Mitchell?
Yep, but it was a good hard-fought game by both teams, and it'll be interesting to see how Minnesota does this Friday night versus Southwest and Marshall.
All right. tell our listeners we'll be back here, right here in Montevideo, Thursday.
Yep, we have two games for them on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have the Minnesota Vikings boys team versus Dawson Red Blackjacks in their third meeting of this season. They've had great matchups early, two great matchups earlier this season. And then for and that game starts at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:30 we'll be broadcasting the McRae Wolverines versus the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays boys basketball team.
Two great games coming up Thursday. You don't want to miss that, so keep it here to Q92, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Mitchell, thanks a lot for your broadcast tonight. Good job.
Yep, thanks a lot, Paul.
All right, and we'll be back here on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, with that, we'll send it back to you at the studios. Once again, your final score here in Montevideo, Minnesota 59 and Central Minnesota Christian 51. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Jensen Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sunbag, Pyrrhus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minnesota Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sowearable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, the Sprand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislison's Hardware, MBTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lack Parle Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixon Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.